Vox Quick Hits.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This is Matthew Iglesias with Dara Lind and Jerusalem Demsis from Vox. Our question today is, like, what's one thing that Democrats can do to really improve zoning policy, get rid of exclusionary rules, open up opportunity to more people?
Sue the suburbs.
explain a little.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the answer here really is that there's a multifaceted approach, but that one of the biggest things the federal government can do is use the Fair Housing Act protections to ensure that predominantly suburbs, but also major cities and counties aren't discriminating against anyone in when it comes to housing. And, you know, there's a lot of ways they can do that. There's a lot of ways they can encourage people to come to the table. But a big thing they need to do is ensure that the worst actors aren't being allowed to operate with impunity.
I think that a totally separate channel of change that would also need to happen in order for Jerusalem's tactic to like really be lasting is making sure that there is and remains like a constituency in local politics that is aggressively pro zoning deregulation, because, and this is something that, you know, I'm taking from Jerusalem, your work as much as anything, you know, the pattern historically has been that aggressive federal action and litigation is kind of seen as overreach and creates a backlash that can then be reflected in, you know, state and local policies or legislative policies that kind of retrench and just discover different ways to achieve the same exclusionary goals. So the aggressive use of the Fair Housing Act is only like 20 years down the line going to work if you also have local organizers making sure that municipal stakeholders and state governments understand that there are not only political costs to supporting getting rid of exclusionary zoning, but there would be political costs to opposing it, and making them feel like they genuinely have to make a choice that is motivated by something other than political downside.
I am really excited about an idea that Cory Booker and James Clyburn have, and it is to tie federal transportation funding to housing reform. I'm enthusiastic about this idea, both because it's awesome, because I think they got it from my book, because my ideas are awesome. And everybody should know, I was in a meeting in the White House when Barack Obama was president, and I was asked by top advisors to the former president what we should do. I said they should do this. They said that'll never fly in Congress. But now big shots in Congress are for it, and they should do it.
The Matt Iglesias Memorial Fair Housing Block Grant Act.
This is James Clyburn's idea. We're running with that theory. That's how it got into Biden's platform. You know, James Clyburn is a great leader and a really smart guy who has a lot of good team working for him and has come up with a really good plan. It's all good. It's a good plan. That's The Weeds. To hear more, subscribe to The Weeds wherever you get your podcasts.